Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A study conducted by the Center for Injury Research and Policy and the Central Ohio Poison Center at Nationwide Children's Hospital was published online today in the academic journal Pediatrics. It found that over a 15-year period, there were more than 188,000 calls to U.S. poison control centers regarding children's exposure to opioids. Henry Spiller is one of the authors of that study, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for joining me. So this data was collected between 2000 and 2015. 188,000 sounds like a big number. Help us put it into context. How bad is this problem, and is it getting better or worse?
It is getting better, but it's not over. But put it in context, it's one case approximately every 45 minutes. So, you know, every hour we're still seeing these. In some cases, especially in the younger children, up to school, you know, the preschool age, 0 to 5, these are unintentional exposures. They found it in their home. They looked at it. They put it in their mouth, like they do with many other things, exploratory behaviors. In the adolescents, and that's the second peak, those are almost exclusively intentional, meaning they wanted to use it to get high, abuse, or in many cases, unfortunately, suicide attempts. For instance, we had 175 deaths, 12,000 cases of what we call serious outcomes, really significant things like coma, hypotension, loss of consciousness, respiratory depression. That's what we're really concerned about. They stop breathing. So, yes, it's a large number, 188,000, but we had 12,000 really serious cases.
So what's next? When you look at what you found in this study, what do you think researchers need to explore next?
There's two areas of concern that kind of stick out. Even though there was a decrease in the number overall in age groups and everything, we saw two that weren't, and this concerned us. One was intentional use for suicide attempts in teens, and another was buprenorphine or Suboxone in children under 5. Suboxone is exclusively used for opiate treatment programs, addiction recovery, so it's never prescribed for young children. And so they are only getting this because someone has left it out in the home. And that's pretty concerning to us, because this is all of these kids probably end up in the hospital. And those are the two areas. I mean, the bright side, I think the prescription monitoring programs, the control over opiates is responsible or partially responsible for the drop we've seen. I think that's very positive. But all of these kids are finding this in the home. They don't independently go to the doctor and get this. Their parents take them to the doctor, or they have these pills in the home for another family member. So we need to understand that these need to be locked up, like a lockbox.
Okay, well, Henry Spiller, pediatric expert at Nationwide Children's, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.